beginning here in this moment on your embarking of your yoga class. Make sure the setting that you're in is conducive to practice. Make sure you have a sense of space around you. The light not too bright or too dull. And the air fresh, conducive to practice. Your body warm, not too cold, not too hot. So starting the practice with awareness of your surroundings. On this particular moment, on this particular day, with my voice in your ear, embarking on the practice of yoga. Whatever that means to you. Generally, one interpretation of yoga is the conscious connection to what's happening inside and outside, bringing a little bit of union to what's happening for you in your body now. Not in the past body, not when you woke up this morning, not how it was 5 minutes ago, but this body that's on the mat here. Or start lying down if you're not already lying down. Gift your body to the ground in Shavasana or a different position that feels right for you. Shavasana, legs down and long, a bit apart, arms on the ground a little out from the body. You could begin in that space or your own particular posture to begin. And open to the landscape, open to the moment, open to your body. Soft eyes or closing eyes, but awareness open. Awareness being aware of itself in the body, weight of your body, sense of temperature and pressure, a sense of lightness and heaviness, dryness and moisture, pulsing and throbbing life in your body. And also open to what you're thinking about if you happen to be thinking about things as opposed to feeling your body. What's the emotional tone that you've brought to this check-in? And opening to, what am I feeling right now? What are my thoughts going to? What is my body saying to me as I turn my attention to it deliberately? And you don't need to adjust anything. Just turning towards what's here is often enough to change what you're aware of, bringing awareness to itself. Bowing to experience by tuning into it. Tuning into your breathing. Tuning into your body. Tuning into the ears and sounds. And breathing. And movements. The flux and flow of movement. Even though your body's still, relative still, offering your attention to itself. Rest the hands on the body now. Bring both hands to rest on your chest or on the belly, or one hand on the belly, one hand on the chest, but arms resting on the ground, but hands on the body. Letting the arms soften, if you can, and bring your attention to your breathing and the physical touching and weight and pressure of those hands resting on the body. You're not pushing down into your body with your hands. You're letting the hands rest on your body and you're feeling the life force in your body, and particularly your hands and your breathing. Firstly, you are breathing and you can feel your breath, the pauses between breaths, the inhalation coming in, and the changing to the exhale and the space in between each breath. Using your hands as a guide to feel your breathing. Each breath new. Breathing through the nose and taking some deeping deeper enlivening breaths. Feeling the belly, feeling the chest stop. Following the sensations of exhalation, which are very different to the in-breath. And then would you place one hand on top of the other hand now, resting one hand on top of the other hand. And when you're ready, lift both arms up, keeping the hands, one hand on top of the other, but lifting the arms up towards the sky. Lifting them up, take them as far up over your head if you can. And when you're ready, when you can, just floating the arms up, separate the hands, take the arms out to the sides, and like wings, bring them around and down on each respective side. So both arms coming around the sides separately, arms coming down, and eventually allow again, when they keep going around and down by the hips, bring the hands or one hand resting on the top of the other hand again over your body somewhere. And once more floating the arms up over the midline of your body, up over your head. And when you want to separate the arms, take the arms around and down on each side. Like big wings moving the arms around again, connecting one hand on top of the other. You might even alternate which hand goes on top. One time the right palm resting in the back of the left hand, floating the arms up, taking the arms out wide each side and around and down and repeating. Once you know what you're doing, then be more attuned to the doings of moving, the sensations of shoulders, rib cage and chest, back muscles, shoulders, floating the arms, and if you can, deliberately breathing a bit longer in both directions. And at some stage, change direction, go back the other way. Eventually bringing the hands down the front of the body and taking the arms out to the sides and around and up if you can. And if any movement doesn't feel right for you, find a way to move that does feel right for you. And I might not suggest that right move, but your job is to see if the movement works for you. Great if it doesn't. If it doesn't work, simply change into a different position. So really honoring what you're noticing. We're just moving the arms up and around if you can, or up and down if that works best. In touch, in your body, giving yourself moments to move. Let the arms come into a cross position on the ground at some stage. Both arms just resting out to the sides. And I don't know if that works for you, but if it's great if it does. If it doesn't, again, you could slide the arms closer to the body or a bit further over your head. But arms on the ground, please. Come into semi-supine. Bend the knees. Bring both feet onto the mat. Feet resting. Leg muscles. Feet on the mat, separated apart, feet hip-width apart. Arms out to the side in semi-supine. Tip both knees now to the right. So when you're ready, roll both knees over to the right side, just gently tipping them down, letting them stop where they need to stop. We're not forcing anything here. When you want to, float the knees back to the beginning place, and tipping the knees over to the left when it's time to make the journey down towards that left side. So as the knees go down to the left, you can feel that right hip, right side of the waist get a bit of a stretch and a lengthen. And in your own time, which I'm hoping, if you can manufacture an attitude, bring in an emotional attitude of being careful with your body and a relaxed way of moving with kindness. Taking the knees down to each side and through the middle. Observing when you focus and when you defocus. You can always anchor yourself on your breathing pattern and being in your body. Pulling and stretching and rotating and twisting. As the knees dip down one way, You might choose to roll the head the opposite way to the knees. When the knees go down to the left, perhaps exploring rolling the head to the right. And when the knees happen to be journeying towards that right side, is it okay to turn the head to the left? Or is it best just to focus on the knees moving and not to turn your head at all? Doing some finding out for yourself. Side to side, letting the back, and quite a safe movement for most of us. Quite a useful movement to do each day, even if you only have 5 minutes to practice. Just doing a little bit of this side to side in the morning, loosening up the back. When the knees go down to that right side the next time, when you've happened to be in that rhythm of that time of tipping the knees down to the right, pause and stop there. Pause and stop to the right when you find yourself there. And when you can, if you can, lift the left arm up, so focus on where that left arm is, and float it so the arms are best to be out in the cross position if they're not already. That left arm lifts off the ground. Now I'd like you to float that left arm up, across the sky, so up over your head and down towards that right arm and onto the right arm if you can. So the left arm lands on the right arm and your nose turns to and down to the right side. So you're rolling everything over. Float the left arm back leisurely, taking lots of moments to roll the arm and the head back. And once that left arm touches, leave it there and let go. And move the knees up and over towards that left side until they settle down naturally somewhere that feels safe to pause there. And then the right arm, and only when the knees stop down to the left, then the right arm journeys from its place of stillness to action to moving up across the sky like the sun moving across the sky. And down and over onto that left arm. So the shoulders, and you twist and you roll the arm all the way over if you can, or towards it, and just leisurely moving down, stopping and reversing out of it, going back and forth. See if you can find a languorous way to move, a way that feels right for your body to move. Being present to your body and the activities of your mind, and using this time to be actually in your body, not thinking the body, but feeling the body through movement, deliberate, conscious, awake movement, using your breathing, feeling your body, listening to the mat, listening to your clothing, listening and moving, awake. Moving slowly, moving carefully. And then again, wherever you happen to be in this moment, and I don't know where you are in the moment, only you know where you are in the moment. Move back to middle, wherever you feel where middle happens to be, the sensations of balance between the left and right sides. Come back into that place and lift the knees now over your chest and hold on to the knees without straining. Hold on to one knee in each hand, holding the knees balanced above you. And bring both knees closer, so deliberately making a bit of pressure, bring the knees in towards the middle of the chest or just in. And then would you let the knees separate? Let them go out to each side. Take the knees wide. Make the space between the knees bigger. Move the knees out, guiding the knees. And then eventually let the knees again move a bit further out from the body, moving the knees away from the chest. Move them out, bring the knees back towards each other, kissing the knees or bringing the knees close, thighs close, moving the knees again together towards the chin or the chest or the midline of the body. Moving them in out to each side and around. So carefully guiding the knees in circles, both knees doing opposite circles, individual circles. Doesn't have to be big circles, doesn't have to be small circles. Finding out. There's no advantage to forever strive to try and get to another place. Just be where you are, arrive on the mat, arrive in your body, arrive and tune in, move with care. Only you can look after yourself by doing the practice with a sense of care, moving each knee in circles, feeling the back, feeling those inner thigh muscles, feeling the hips, feeling the arms move, the movements through the spine, the movements of pressure, both knees doing individual circles. Change direction and go back the other way. Holding the knees carefully and guiding the knees. Bring the knees close to each other in a relaxed way. Let go of the circling, just bring the knees a bit closer to each other. And I'm still holding the knees, but knees can be close, but not too close. So if you want to have the knees apart, go there. Now, keep holding those knees, but bring again the knees straight towards the body or towards the armpits. Bring the knees in. Bring them both in. So you need to use your arms, of course. And then move the knees straight out from the body. So the arms go out, arms straight, and still holding the knees. Knees come in, so coming to tucked womb, both knees coming in. And as the knees go out, again, you're just holding the knees in and out, or back and forth from the body now. Not letting go of the knees, but holding the knees. Next time the knees come close to the body, come in and into that pressure space, stay in the pressure. Manifest some pressure. That means make it deliberately. Make it as strong as you like. But have some softness in the face and throat. And breathe. Not trying to fix anything. Just letting the stretch organically appear moment to moment. Feeling the qualities of muscles and breathing, the moment. Let it go. Release the holding and straining, striving. Slide the legs long, please. If you can't, let the legs go long into your own place. Otherwise, legs relaxed, letting both legs go down onto the mat and arms onto the mat as well. Resting. Take your attention down to the feet and the ankles. To the sensations of heels, sensations of calf muscles. If there's no sensation, being awake to no sensation. Any sensations in the backs of the thighs? Buttocks sensations. The sensations of contact between your back and the mat, the lower, the mid, the upper back, feeling the sensations of weight and pressure, comfortable and uncomfortable sensations of the back against the mat, backs of the arms. Back of the head. Feeling the sensations of contact. All those different places of contact now, being awake, feeling the connection between yourself and the mat. Is your mat comfortable? Is your mind comfortable with your body, or is your mind having an argument with your body? See if you can let your attention be with your body and not fight your body, doing your best to accept your body as it is on this day. Breathing in now, deliberately allowing the belly to rise up. Breathing out, allowing the belly to make its own way, whatever that way happens to be. Breathing in, letting the belly float and expand a little bit, soft belly, expanding belly. Breathing out, letting the body decide for itself, not pushing the air out. Conscious breathing. As you feel your breath come and go from the body, feel the body, listen to the sounds. Notice when your attention wanders away from your breathing, accepting that it will, bringing it back again to the breath. Again, move back into semi-supine. Bring yourself back into the middle place. Bring the hands behind your head now. Interlace the fingers. Allow your head to rest on the hands. Resting the head on the hands. Hands behind the head. Feet in on the mat. Feet apart, hip width apart. Knees bent, semi-supine. Feel the belly muscles. Deliberately pull the belly in, firming the belly. Once you've done that action, lift the head up using the arms. Roll the head up and elbows off the mat. Roll up. Let everything come back down, of course. Each time you touch the mat, let go of the belly muscles. Each time you journey up and down, keep the belly muscles firm-ish. Rolling up. Rolling back down. Letting the belly and the body soften each time you journey back to the mat again. Feeling the sensations of effort and shaking and movement, pulling the belly in, lifting the head up. And coming back down when it's time to come down. Some people like to go fast up and down. Some people like to go slow. Some people like to hold up. You find the rhythm that works for you. You work it out for yourself. Using your core muscles, pulling the belly in as you journey. Relaxing the belly. Or does it feel best not to pull the belly in and simply to use the arms and hands? If you can't have both hands behind your head, maybe one hand. Modifying and listening. Next time you're lifting your head up, move one knee up towards the head and elbows as well. So just bending one knee up. As the head goes up, letting that knee and foot come back down as the elbows and head come down. So still lifting the head up, but just bending one knee up as well. Take your time. Breathing through the nose. You could breathe out. Naturally, you breathe out when you're going into pressure, when you're curling up. Perhaps that feels right, breathing in as you come back down. Or simply awareness of breath as you move, because you are breathing and has a calming influence when you decide to, when you make that decision to consciously track the sensations of your body with breath attention, with the attitude of non-straining, non-striving, bringing a bit of patience to yourself if you can, understanding. Next time that knee comes up, would you straighten or stretch the heel up, so we're getting to the hamstring, semi-straighten the leg up, rolling the head up, say presenting that right foot up towards the sky, stretching the back of that right leg. Again, when you decide to come down, just bend that right knee, bring the right foot back down to the ground, rest the head and elbows down. Whenever you go up the next time, perhaps the left knee's coming up and stretching that left heel, left foot up towards the sky. Again, up, feeling the top of the movement being present to the shape, the C shape in the spine, the calf muscle, the heel, the muscles in the leg. Moving up when it's time to go up and moving down when it's time to go down. Moving in and out, alternating. At the top of the action, sometimes it might be nice just to stop, pause up there, and just stay inside the stretch, circle the ankle a little bit around. Or does it feel good to go up and down fast? You could also have the legs long with this, do it from a legs long position if you want to. Or even do both legs at the same time, as some of you might already be doing. Feeling the mat when you land on the mat, feeling the parts lift off, feeling the end point when you go up, feeling your body through moving your body. Again, once more, wherever you are in this moment, which is new, bend again the knees up over you. Hold on to the knees when you can. Hold lightly, not heavily, not forcing, just holding the knees, waiting for your breath and body to come together, letting a bit of space be in between the knees so the belly has a chance to soften and relax. Not pulling the belly in, not pushing the belly out, simply feeling, holding the knees above you, listening to the heart, listening to your body. So you can get a sense of resting, waiting and feeling what's here, just holding each knee comfortably, noticing the amount of effort you're placing into that hold, and backing a little bit away to a sense of just resting into the space. Keep hold of the knees and now we'll start to rock a little bit from side to side. Hold each knee. Tip the knees and the body a little bit one way. Roll the knees a little bit the other way. Holding the knees but side to side rocking. Massaging the back. Swaying, using as much or a little bit from side to side. Rolling over the spine, pouring some weight onto the left side of the back, left buttock, left shoulder blade, left rib cage, rolling across to the right side. And maybe the head just naturally journeys with your body, naturally flows side to side. You could collapse the knees into each other when you get to the side, letting the knees come together, ankles come together, rolling the head to the side. And then opening the knees wide, coming back through that middle place, rocking your body from side to side. Again, when you can, again, wherever you are, pause again back in that middle place. Come back into the center. Back into middle place. And then shift the hands onto one knee, onto say that left knee. Hold onto that left knee and slide the right leg long, please. Both hands holding onto the left knee above you, and the right leg sliding long if that's okay. Or semi-supine. Just holding that left knee, and if you can, maybe you hold even underneath the knee, and just pulling that left knee towards you, pulling it in. Holding it, and then when you're ready, float the arms again away from the connection. So let go of that left leg, float the arms up towards the sky, slide that left leg down long, let it go down, Arms again can come separate, go around like we started, round each side, bring them around and down on their respective sides. Draw that right knee up and hold on to it eventually. So as the arms are coming down, that right knee comes up and you hold on to it. Squeeze that right knee in towards the belly, chest. And when you want to, release the knee, slide the leg down, float the arms up over your head. Arms coming together, up, over, around the side, down, and bring the left knee up. So you alternate the knees. And you just hold on to one knee at each time, and then you release the knee. Float the leg back down, float the arms up. If you can, take the arms around the side and back, coming, meeting the knee occasionally. Otherwise, just changing the knees. You could just float the arms straight up. Arms moving comfortably is the goal. Stretching out the back. Individual knee holding. In the pelvis, in the thigh. Great lower back stretch. If your neck's okay, each time you're holding or drawing that knee in, curl the head up to meet the knee, as if your forehead was moving towards the space of the knee. Don't ever need to lift your head up, but if it feels right, and mostly the people that do feel right are already doing the movement, so if you're in that boat, you just go for it. Otherwise, just leaving the head down. Next time you're holding onto one knee, would you stop and just pause on that knee? Hold the knee deliberately. Feel your body. You can hold the knee and pull the leg in as much as that knee in as much as you like, but just staying in the stretch now and letting the body do what the body does. Being in your body and feeling your body. And your body might not change too much, or it might change a lot. So do some finding out. Don't assume that something should suddenly come along. Be open. Be with your breath. Be with the temperature. Be with the effort. Be with the pressure. Be with yourself, for yourself. Inside yourself here. If you can, keep holding that knee and start to slow down your in-breath now. Bring slower and deeper breaths. Not too long, just deeper. Relaxing in breath. As you breathe out, try and soften into the tension. Conscious slowing down of breathing. If you're still holding the knee, deliberately, what's it like to release that moment of letting go of the knee, letting the arms come back onto the ground and both legs long? So we're not immediately going to go to the other knee, just going to stop for a few moments. Whether you want to stop or not stop, just offer some stopping. Notice what the invitation means for you, offering a bit of a stop. Feeling the body in the moment. Feeling your breathing now, not striving to breathe deeper now. Letting the breath be natural. Feeling any internal readjustments or lack of adjustments. Any softening or hardening. If your thoughts have got faster or slower, if you feel more comfortable, more uncomfortable. And then Once more, what's it like to move and bring the other knee, when you can, up and over you and just holding on to lightly, holding the knee, squeezing the knee in perhaps, and staying in this position for a bit, one leg long, holding the other knee, and awake to the situation on the mat, the situation on both legs, situation in the pelvis, if your pelvis is offering you any information, if your back's feeling anything. So notice where your attention gets taken to. Is it the arms? Is it good to have the head up here? And cultivating a longer breath, please. Not too long that you're straining, but a bit deeper than your normal breath. A sense of letting go as you breathe out. Still holding the knee, not letting go of that, but just feeling the breath and body. Be aware of your mouth and see if you can soften any tension in the mouth and face as you hold that knee. Do the shoulders need to be so bunched? Can you relax any part of your body? Maybe the back won't change, but bring some awareness to holding the knee and deeper breathing and attentive to your body. Again, letting go of that knee if you haven't done already, sliding the legs long, sliding the legs into your own shape if legs long doesn't feel right. Coming into Shavasana, coming into the space of the unknown, and taking your hands away from trying to manufacture anything, or to fix anything, or to find anything. The space unraveling before you and inside you, letting go of any opinions or preferences for a few moments, letting go of any filters of what you think should happen, and simply be open to the happenings, whether it's a gurgle in the belly, or a sensation in the forehead, or a sound outside, or a feeling that comes along and catches your attention. Notice where your awareness goes to, because it's certainly going to go to something. And your job is just to be aware of where your awareness goes to. It's not a problem. Being present on the mat to life, moment to moment. Not in the past. So if you find your mind going to the past, just recognizing that you're thinking about the past. If you find yourself thinking about the future or trying to think things out, just noticing your thinking. Or feeling any habitual body patterns or sounds, repetition, or is it all quite spontaneous? This is the end of part 1.